This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. CNBC outlined the Trump bump in numbers. Since Donald Trump was elected, average hourly earnings are up 5% and the unemployment rate is down 1.2%. Consumer confidence is up 37 index points and the manufacturing PMI is up 8. The corporate tax rate is down 14%, while the federal debt is up 9% and the federal debt as a percentage of GDP is up 9.6%. The S&P was up 32%. The 10-year Treasury note is up 1.21 basis points. While the economic performance has been all good since Trump was elected president, he himself is very worried that the Fed will cancel out the fiscal stimulus if his tax cut were too aggressive of interest rate hikes. The general public has never been giddy about Trump's tax cuts, with recent polls showing that they actually like Obamacare more than they like the tax cut, which cuts crosswise to GOP standard ideology. Trump has figured out that adding $1 trillion to the federal debt annually while the cost of servicing that debt rises with interest rates is not a sustainable trajectory for the U.S. economy. We are buying a sugar high with debt. Most of the tax cut benefits go to the wealthy. Even most of the corporate tax cut goes to the wealthy. It is very difficult to add jobs when everyone already has one, and immigration is being denigrated and restricted. Trump will find his hatred for new immigrants will harm the economy, limiting growth. The wealthy will pay less taxes, but government spending has essentially been left alone, which is why the deficit is growing. The government will have to borrow more money, and they'll borrow it from the wealthy who paid less taxes. That, too, will add income to the wealthiest Americans able to buy T-bonds with their tax savings. Instead of having to pay taxes, they get paid by the government to borrow the lost tax revenue from them to finance the government. Most forecast that the sugar high wears off by 2019-2020. Financing the federal debt could rise to exceed what is spent on defense and Medicare as the top expenditures of the federal government. Then what's the plan? To cut entitlements, of course, in the name of budget austerity. Mitch McConnell admitted to that plan this week. First, they cut taxes to the wealthy, inflating the federal debt, then make them wealthier as they get paid interest to finance the public debt, and then they use the deficit and debt as the wedge forcing a reduction in entitlement spending while calling themselves populist. That is their plan, folks. The U.S. dollar index is picking up again. You would have to put me in the camp of dollar bulls. I think that there could be another leg up to the U.S. dollar, which will not do commodities any good. I'm not looking for a further great increase in interest rates at this time. They've taken rates high enough to accomplish what they want, and higher rates now will hurt the economy. Most have wrapped up soybean harvest. As a general statement, local yields were not stellar. There were some 80 bushel per acre soybeans on monitors, but somewhere in the field, along a waterway or something, they were 20 bushel per acre, and the average was not up to the soybean yields that we've had here the past couple of years. We are seeing record variability. I think that it is the case for northern Iowa, southern Minnesota region. Get away from here, and there are some record yields. I doubt that USDA, however, will be increasing corn and soybean yields in the November report. Corn yields are mostly APH or lower. The farm had to be extremely well drained and planted early to beat APH here. Farmers have been harvesting soybeans while they let their corn dry down in the field. I don't see a storage issue. Farmers will store most crops and there will be some benefit from basis improvement carry and seasonal gains post-harvest. These will be limited by quickly developing South American crops, and when crops are made down there, it will be hard to sustain rallies here. We can't afford to grow soybeans at these prices, so we will try to grow something else that works better. As noted, soybeans can give up a lot of acres and not help that market much, but those acres will weigh on the prices of whatever crop sees the increase in planted acreage. That is the simple reality. The other reality is that if all you can grow is 180 bushel per acre corn and 53 bushel per acre soybeans, this year's record average yields from USDA, you'll go broke most places. Cutting back on inputs to save cost doesn't help that. I hope you have reasonable landlords. Then there are those farmers who are still buying new John Deere tractors, oblivious to the cost-price squeeze with no debt. Overall, though, revenues are not equaling expenses, and the Fed noted that farm debt is continuing to increase. Given higher interest rates, the cost of that debt increases, too. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com. or call 712-227-1110.